Yeah, they're confirming the U.S.'s AAA pristine credit rating at AAA. It is placing the U.S. credit rating, though, its outlook on negative. It's pretty much, think of it as probation. It's going to really want to see what the super committee does later in the year, and it gives stipulations as to what would make it decide whether or not it would put the U.S. credit rating under review yet again. So this is pretty much buying some time, and that's good news. We also got some good news from Fitch earlier today. Fitch made a decision holding the U.S. credit rating at AAA as well, even saying that it still has issues to work out, but Fitch saying this as well. We do have our eye on what Standard & Poor's is saying, because Standard & Poor's has been the most vocal agency in this, and this really would be a big deal if one of these top credit rating agencies downgrades the U.S. credit rating from AAA to a notch lower. You know, you would be worrying about the government borrowing costs, business borrowing costs, and consumer borrowing costs as well, so you really want to keep an eye on this. And really keep an eye on the discussions going on in Washington, because that's what these ratings agencies are going to be looking at, Wolf.
Do we have any idea when Standard & Poor's will issue their report? Two of the three now saying the United States will maintain its AAA rating. That's good, even though they've got a negative outlook in terms of some concerns down the road. But at least the United States, for now, maintains that AAA rating. What about S&P?
It's anyone's guess at this point. You know, this debt deal can only help things along. It's really a question of whether the cuts are enough of what S&P was looking for. S&P was looking for $4 trillion in cuts. Obviously, that didn't make it. So it is still questionable as to what S&P is going to do.
All right.